Darian, I've listened to your show for many months and your Christian faith, but surely you know that the Bible is not only full of errors, but archaeologists have proven large portions of the Old Testament are myth. There never was a King David, a King Solomon, or a temple, and the Jews were just wandering herdsmen who made all this up. What's your answer to that? Well, you know, you can be blunt if you like. I'm so glad that you asked the question. Admittedly, you asked it over the Christmas break, but it coincides nicely with a new book that blows such theories out of the water. Let me set the record straight right from this moment. There is no archaeological discovery that has ever proven the Bible wrong on even one single fact. I'm not kidding. Despite extensive research over the past 200 years, historians and archaeologists haven't found one single case where the Bible has been proven wrong. What you do have, and where your question originates from, is extensive debate between archaeologists, some of them strongly atheist and others Christian, over the significance of particular discoveries. Now, many listeners may have read a book published a couple of years ago called The Bible Unearthed by a guy called Israel Finkelstein, who's an archaeologist and who concludes, like your question, that much of the Old Testament is fictional. But the reason he comes to that conclusion is interesting. You see, lying at the heart of all archaeological debates is the contentious issue of dating. It's working out how old the ruins being uncovered actually are. And central to this particular debate is whether Moses and the Exodus happened. Now, the Bible dates the Exodus, that's where Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, back to 1440 BC. And archaeologists have discovered extensive evidence of events consistent with the Exodus and the various battles fought as the Israelites moved into the Promised Land. For example, scientists have found Jericho, with fallen walls, just as the Bible says. And they found the wreckage of what's believed to be Sodom and Gomorrah, and evidence of a firestorm in those cities so horrific that even rock turned to ash. In discovery after discovery in locations described by the Bible, archaeologists have dug deep and found evidence of many of the events described in its pages. So how come we're hearing people trying to suggest it's all mythical? Well, the problem goes back to dating, as I mentioned a moment ago. Archaeologists have dated much of the evidence they've found to 1260 BC. Now, that's 200 years later, almost, than the 1440 BC mentioned in the Bible. On that basis, say the archaeologists, the Bible must be wrong. Well, it's a flimsy argument, because clearly it's only a disagreement about timing, rather than the actual evidence itself. However, recent discoveries in ancient Egypt have also come out in support of the Bible's timing and against the dates used by Israel Finkelstein in his book. In fact, as archaeologists now concede, the Bible contains facts, long presumed to be fiction, but only recently discovered to be true, shattering centuries of intellectual assumptions. I'll conclude with some quotes by agnostic archaeologist William Deaver in his own book, What Did the Biblical Writers Know and When Did They Know It? He says, and I quote, "We must confront the dilemma that the revisionists pose, but have never acknowledged. If the writers of the Hebrew Bible lived in the 4th to the 1st centuries BC, and they succeeded in producing a story that was artificially and deliberately projected back into the Iron Age, several conclusions must be drawn. One, they did so without a trace of any anachronisms that would have given them away, that is, implicit or explicit references to conditions of their own day. Two, they wrote this purportedly historical account without any of the historical records that we take for granted, since most of these had disappeared centuries earlier with the end of the Iron Age, such as Assyrian or Babylonian or Egyptian records, and were not rediscovered until the 19th or 20th centuries AD. The biblical writers simply invented the story of an ancient Israel in the Iron Age and got right every detail we can now confirm. Point number three, finally, if the revisionists' view of the nature and origins of the literary traditions of the Hebrew Bible are correct, the biblical fiction story of an ancient Israel would constitute the most astonishing literary hoax of all time, and the most successful too, since it fooled everyone for 2,000 years. Possible? Asks William Deaver. Yes, but not very likely. And finally from Deaver, my chief complaint is that the revisionists tend to distort or even ignore what many now see as our primary source for writing history of ancient Israel, that is, modern archaeology. At the same time, they approach their only source of data, the text of the Hebrew Bible, with such overwhelming suspicion that they end up seeing the Bible's narratives in ancient Israel largely as fiction. Well, I rest my case. William Deaver is a secular humanist, and he's giving his colleagues a massive serve for their bias. And for those genuinely seeking the absolute latest scholarship on the issue, Egyptologist and Middle East specialist Kenneth Kitchen has just released a 660-page epic proving time and again just how accurate the Old Testament actually is. That book's called on the reliability of the Old Testament. So if you're one of those people who didn't bother investigating Christianity because somebody once told you the Old Testament had been proven wrong, you'd better find a new reason, because even the skeptics are being forced to admit the Bible is correct in every detail, capable of proof by modern research. Hope that helps.